Our next guest, who inspired me to read this because her stuff is often intensely personal, and not quite as soap opera as what I just read, I must admit, is Janet Kuipers. Janet Kuipers, who is the queen of all media, if indeed Howard Stern's the king, then she's the queen, except she doesn't do that crap that he does. She does, like, poetry and music and visuals and stuff, and she has a really cool website, and she publishes books, and she publishes magazines. This woman, I don't know when she sleeps.
I'm not sure either.
I bet you don't. But we're here to talk, we're here to first talk about, you've got multiple books on the way out, don't you?
I have had a number of books of poetry published of my own work, but just this spring, they're still at the press, they're just about to come out, 3 collection books, one of prose, called Exaro Versus. It's Latin. It's probably a 400-page collection of short stories, portions of books, and another small book or two. One is this one I'm really proud of. I've got an art book. It's about approaching 400 pages, primarily photography. There are paintings, drawings, computer-generated art in that guy, and that's over a span of probably 20 years.
And the title is?
L'Arte, which is Italian. Yes, all of these have titles in other languages. We had Latin and Italian covered in those two. And the last one is a poetry collection book, and that one is called Ouvre, which is French for a collection of work.
I don't speak many foreign languages. I speak Indiana.
Well, it's not as if you have to know these. You just start looking up words. What would be a good word for a description for this kind of stuff? I'm not an expert in French or Latin or Italian.
Gotcha.
So, but the last book is Ouvre, and it has best pieces from all of my past published books, as well as some unpublished pieces, including the first poem I ever wrote. I was 9, but I'm not going to read that now.
You got me beat. I was 13, and I do read that.
It was for a class. I'll read it later. I just don't want to read it on the radio. You'll have to come to the feature that I'm having at the cafe on my birthday, which is June 22nd on a Tuesday night. His goal was to have everybody read the first poem they'd ever written. So I thought, okay, I'll bring along the first poem that I've ever written.
Somehow that seems like a really cool idea, don't you think?
I think it's fun. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we'll all embarrass ourselves. So what? That's great.
I had to do it for a class, and I got so much help from my mother. I didn't know what a manatee was. I've got manatee in this poem, but...
Oh, right.
She's like, have manatee, that'll rhyme. And I'm like, what is it? I didn't know.
Manatees, are among my favorite animals.
I know well what they are. But anyway, so there are a lot of poems that are in this one, including... most recent unpublished pieces, highlights from all of the past books I've been published in, and a select few unpublished poems that have been nowhere else before.
And these people who want these books probably would need to get on your website to get in touch with you.
Why? Yes, sir.
And what exactly is that website?
There are 2 addresses you can go to for it. One is janetkuipers.com, but I'm wondering nobody will remember to spell that. JanetKuipers.com. You can access any sort of past books or files of mine through there and get a hold of me that way. Or you could even go through the one where I do most of my work in my spare time, and that is scars.tv. I work with Scars Publications in publishing books and magazines, as you were saying.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go to HTTP, blah, 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 scars.tv, you can find a way to be able to get a hold of me or be able to get a hold of all those books. And in fact, there are highlights from some of those books that have just been posted up at both of those sites. So you
can find
out about them there as well.
Very cool. And what about give me a hint on this first piece.
This first piece?
It comes from one of the books,
Of course, yes. I'm usually going to read things that I think are my best ones, So it'll be something from one of my past books. This one is from the book called, I have to check, Contents Under Pressure, which was...
I love that title.
the other one that's a good title is Close Cover Before Striking. I think that one's still my favorite. But this one came out, within a year of that one. And that one has a lot of good pieces that are within it. And this is a long piece that I did... all about dealing with technology, like this web page that you're talking about, or dealing with cell phones, or finding ways to actually communicate with each other with all these different new forms of media that are bombarding you and giving you new methods to actually converse with people. So this is a really long piece that had, I think we've got some sampled music for it, and should I talk about that? There are a bunch of songs from Erasure, I believe, sampled in, and I believe Yahail here has our list of what all the actual songs are, but it's just a bunch of songs put together, melodies put together for the idea for this poem, which is called Communication.